You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
USB microphones and headphones provided by CAD Audio. CAD Audio, expression through innovation.
This is Jeff and Nicole from Super Geeked Up.
And you're listening to Weeby Geeks.
Do not attempt to adjust your device. This is Extreme Freedom Audio Bulletin. It cannot be traced, it cannot be stopped, and it is the only free voice left in the geek revolution.
And it's so free, we tried to launch this show three times tonight. That's just how free it is. So, it is Weeby Geeks, your official voice of the geek revolution. It is your host, Mike. Joining us tonight, since she doesn't have to be at work at butt crack dawn in the morning, Jules, and as always, Derek and Brett. How are you guys doing this week?
Hello, hello. Good.
So, everything else we've just did out the window. Just point blank out the window. So, no guests this week. Gives us a break, but we do return with a couple guests actually next week. We got some folks from Get Spy, the web series coming on. Is that correct, Eric?
Yep, that's correct.
So, and then we are working on some. One I've had no return emails back from yet, and that's Kevin Smith. Others that are hopeful is maybe some cast members from Arrow and or Flash, and even possibly Seth Green. So don't hold me to those. We're still trying to work out details to see if it's possible. But that's,
did you mention Neil Adams too?
That's right. I have not heard back from Neil Adams yet. Figure he was just at Wizard World Fort Lauderdale last week, and of course this week is New York Comic Con, which I guess we'll do some coverage next week. It just won't be with Geek Watch 1 like we usually do because of having Get Spy on. So that's all right, unless you guys want to do a recap 2 weeks from now, which at that point in time is almost going to be stale news.
But it's always fun having them on.
Yeah. We're still trying to figure out if we're going to do the Weeby Geeks Watch 1 uncensored, blown up, whatever.
Yeah, because I don't know, Jules swears like a sailor, so.
I do.
Unfiltered, once a month show. We're still trying to work out some details there. So, yeah, it's been so long, I don't remember. Usually it's like we record the guests and do some news, and now it's just all news this week, or all details. Well, actually, let's start this way. Since we did our picks a couple weeks ago, and Jules hasn't had a chance to, we're going to put her on the spot. Jules, what are your picks, top three picks for shows that are new shows that are going to get the can early?
Okay, so I like the show, Blind Spot, but I can't see how it's going to keep going and keep, like, the momentum. I'm going to still watch it, and I like it, but I can't see it lasting past the season. I will be very surprised if it does. If it does, then everybody can yell at me, but...
I want it
to succeed, because I do like it, and I do like the whole tattoo thing. I like the whole, like, we don't know what's going on. I've only watched 2 episodes, so I'm a couple behind, but I like not knowing what's going on and things. I hate when they tell you right away everything and you're like, you know, that's boring. So reluctantly I'm gonna pick that, just because, you know, it doesn't seem like, you know, if they figure everything out. I mean, it could possibly be each week there's gonna be a new tattoo and it leads to this type thing, but how many tattoos can you possibly, like, do that until it's like, okay, same thing over and over again. But the second one, and just because it just sounds like something that's gonna get canceled, is, I don't know if it's right, but Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is a new show. I don't really know anything about it, but it sounds like it's done already.
Stick a fork in it.
Yeah. The third one that I actually watch that I don't really care for, but I guess I don't know if it's possibly going to get canceled because of the fan base of the other show that it's based off of, is Fear the Walking Dead. I remember The Walking Dead was kind of slow in the beginning.
Right, but I'd almost consider that a summer series, not a fall. Not a new show for the fall.
That one doesn't count? Okay.
Well, even though they have released a web series, Fear the Dead, Flight something. Yeah. Where apparently this takes place on it's an 8-episode run where it takes place on an airplane with an infected human.
Is that Samuel Jackson?
There's zombies on the plane.
Motherfucking zombies on the plane.
Oh, that would be great. They need to do that like on SNL or something.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect. Yeah, it took me a while to like The Walking Dead. I mean, I watched like the first season and I was like, it's okay. And then I skipped a couple and then I started like the last like 3 seasons I've really liked, and like the last season was like one of my favorites. So it really grew on me. But like I said, like because of like the fan base, I don't, you know, it probably won't get canceled. But so anyways, I'm gonna pick something else. I'm gonna pick Dr. Ken. I don't think that show is gonna last. We watched the first episode. It's funny, but it's like kind of raunchy. It's kind of, I don't know. Like most of the sitcoms now, like that are doing well, like Modern Family. I mean, Big Bang Theory is always going to do well, but Modern Family, The Mindy Project, all those shows, they have a certain type of, I don't really know how to explain it, but Dr. Ken is more like the old school sitcom with like the, I can't even think of anything to compare it to, but I don't know. It's just, it's, I think I laughed once the whole time, unfortunately. So that one's probably going to get canceled. Did I pick 3?
Yeah.
So to recap, Brett picked Grandpa, Minority Report, and Heroes. Derek went with Wicked City. Is that the right title?
I don't remember that one. I think that is the right title.
Truth. Oh, no, I just this is my shorthand. I don't remember it. And Rosewood. I went with Blood and Oil, Chicago Med, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and Jules gave us Blind Spot, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and Dr. Kent. How is it we both picked the same?
Yeah, last time we did too. We picked the Manhattan Love Story or whatever.
Yeah, which was the one that
bombed like the first day. I think it aired like a couple, and then Hulu or something picked it up and did like the full season, but it still bombed.
Yeah. Speaking of TV, you know, we've seen the KFC commercials with Norm MacDonald, Daryl Hammond as Colonel Sanders. Mm-hmm. Apparently, DC Comics put out today for free a KFC comic book.
I saw that.
Yeah, Colonel Two Worlds or something like that.
Yeah. Then Netflix, in conjunction with Marvel, released a Jessica Jones comic based on the series.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I think Bendis is doing it too, if I remember right.
Yeah,
definitely good.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's the one who did the first book, right?
I think so.
Alias, yeah.
Well, Jessica Jones, looking at the trailers, a lot more supernatural, or not supernatural, a lot more, they have her definite, it's not grounded like Arrow would be. Now, obviously, we know she has superpowers. Well, we're actually seeing it. It's not as grounded, there we go, as Daredevil. So, but still going to take place in the Daredevil world. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and then Flash premiered on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think?
But so
it took off where it left off. The heart is still there. It's got so much. The characters are just awesome together.
Yeah.
And the scene at the end, that got me.
Oh. Yeah, Jay Garrick.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice the envelope at the beginning when he went running off and you saw like the envelopes go in the mail and it said Bartholomew Allen? Is that Barry's nickname or is that going to be Bart Allen? They're going to have Impulse coming in there.
It could be.
I was wondering why they kind of.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Made some big deal on that one.
Well, supposedly Jessica Quick is supposed to make an appearance this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe Impulse is supposed to make one as well.
Okay.
I think the only thing that disappointed me about the episode was Adam Smasher himself.
Yeah.
He kind of felt like he didn't need to be in the show.
Well, he was almost there just to introduce Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I almost hate to say it, the CGI was bad when he enlarged.
Yeah, it was.
And then it almost looked bad when they kept him in the scene.
Yeah.
That's like, all
right. It looked too cartoonish.
Yeah.
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 And isn't Adam Smasher supposed to be good? I thought he was a good guy for some reason.
I don't remember.
Another character.
I think he might have switched back and forth.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, I think at one point he was good.
And how they kind of wrote off Barry's dad pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, see ya.
You're out. See
I gotta
ya.
Leave town.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what are they going to do with around. Him? But I guess right. now we know.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe's much cooler than he is.
Right.
As far as this point.
I should have prefaced all this talk first with...
Spoiler alert.
Oops.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So, how about the odd? How about the nod to Batman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Although,
did I miss that? What was it?
The flash signal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then when Cisco said he got out of a comic book.
Yeah.
Although I really wanted him to just say something like instead of a comic book, like somebody he saw somebody use that or something, or
yeah, heard about somebody in another town use it.
Yeah, something like that.
But you know what that's actually called? It's the flashlight. Why they didn't use that pun in the show? Gimme right there.
That would have been perfect. That would have been a Cisco thing too. He would have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he definitely would have said that. Yeah.
I love that when Martin Stein came up with the Atom Smasher and he just hugs him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're such great characters. The writing's just awesome.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, I guess DC with Comicology has done from now till October 12th. God, sorry, October. Green Arrow and Flash ebook sale up to 70% off.
Oh, wow.
So, like Green Arrow collections, The Midas Touch, Triple Threat, Harrow, The Killing Machine, The Outsiders, Quiver, Sounds, The Archer, or The Archer's Quest, Sounds of Violence, Straight Shooter, all $4.99.
Wow.
Usually $10.99 or above.
I think my favorite series was The Longbow Hunters when they reintroduced Mike Grell was just awesome on that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites as well. That's when Arrow started to go dark a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's where the difference came. What's the difference between Batman at that time? What's the difference between Batman and Green Arrow? Green Arrow's willing to kill.
Yeah, he got rid of the trick arrows and just used regular arrows.
Yeah, but I have to ask Neil Adams about that because I know Neil Adams supposedly has been consulted for the Arrow series, and he's told him Arrow doesn't kill. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the Flash series, you know, a lot of the Flash stuff, same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's primarily the volume collections. So, let's take a look. Like the Flash history lesson. It's volume 5 of the 2011 run, and it brings together... It's 138 pages.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking... and also find out how the Flash and Green Lantern first meet in the Flash Annual number 2, which is also included in this volume.
Is that a New 52 or is that...
It's New before? 52. New 52. Oh. Yeah. So, and I guess speaking New 52 a little bit, it's odd that we're going to bring up Fortune.com, but they ran a story about Lex Luthor Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Did you guys see this? I haven't been able to read the article, but apparently, what's his name, is not playing Lex Luthor. He's playing Lex Luthor Jr.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. Been pretty tight-lipped on that movie.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that?
I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I was not crazy about him being Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they're saying that, I'm trying to remember, being Luthor Jr., they're going to have to change it up some, because wasn't Luthor Jr. The offspring of Lex and Lois?
Yeah, from a different Earth. That came in the Crisis on Infinite Earths is where he came from.
You think that's still possible? Obviously, it's not going to be that way, because Lois still is, in many ways, too young to be a parent. So.
Yeah, and he kind of came from a world where Lex Luthor was like the only hero they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. I don't know if they're going to build up Lex for a new movie, or if he's going to or who's going to play him in this one.
Unless they show him possibly getting killed.
I doubt they would do that.
Yeah, this is true, too.
With an iconic character like Lex.
Yeah. Mm. So, how about tonight? Since we're recording Wednesday night, anyone see Arrow?
I didn't.
I am not yet. Mm-mm.
All right, then we will save Arrow talk. So I will definitely say it's interesting. And
spoiler alert.
Oliver and Barry Allen meet up, because they say 6 months later, meet up at a cemetery with a freshly dug grave, or freshly mm-hmm. covered grave with a tombstone. Mm-hmm. Zoom is referenced, and Dark is referenced. Because Dark appears in this show. He's going to be the main villain of this season.
Damian Dark, yeah.
Damian Dark, which we already talked about.
And isn't there going to be another... I thought there was going to be another bad guy in there, too. I can't remember what the name...
Possibly a little later in the show. Yeah. But Damian's going to be pretty much the main one.
That's perfect for Constantine to make an appearance then.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly, Constantine's possibly going to be involved with Legends of Tomorrow as well.
That would be great.
That was going to be Constantine that brings Sarah back to turn her into a White Canary.
Oh, interesting.
So,
I was so bummed when that show got canceled.
And they're keeping the same actor too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's perfect.
He was good.
He's perfect really for good. That role.
Yeah.
So, trying to think. God, I don't know why I'm rushing. We don't have a guest, as I keep repeating. So what else do we have going on? Well, I guess we got Dr. Jules is here, so we talk Doctor Who.
Yay! Yes. Doctor Who! you need to get a sound clip for Doctor Who. So that when we talk about Doctor Who, TARDIS sound.
Yeah.
Somebody find it, and I will play it.
I have one on my phone, but I don't think that'll do much good.
Yeah, I have the TARDIS ringtone for when my husband calls me, so I know that it's him. And then, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, the TARDIS is landing, like when I hear it.
Yeah, looking for the doctor.
Well, isn't LEGO doing with LEGO Ideas not only the regular Doctor Who set, but the center column from the TARDIS as well?
Yeah, the console. Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I want that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I am so freaking excited. And now that we have the Lego Dimensions that already has Doctor Who and we have these Lego idea sets coming out, we need Lego Doctor Who. We need it. I mean, we have Lego Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, for God's sake, and we don't have Lego Doctor Who? Come on. We have Lego Star Wars. We have Lego Batman. We have Lego Marvel.
It might be coming.
Yeah.
There's supposedly at New York Comic Con, Lego has a huge announcement, which they're going to announce at New York Comic Con. So I was just hoping that it had something to do with that. I don't know if it will, but
awesome.
But yeah, the set, and then there's a set. I don't know if it was a Lego idea set as well that, or maybe it was the one. Yeah, I think it's the one that they did before that they haven't come out with yet. It's like $60. I have to look it up now because I forget. But it's got two Daleks, it's got two Doctors and the Companion. I think we talked about this before. It was like a while ago though, but they haven't come out with it yet. Let me see. Yeah, December. It was the Doctor Who and Companions that was submitted in February of last year. It's going to be a TARDIS model that opens up to reveal the time ship console room. I don't know if that's the same one. Is that the same one as the one they're showing, or
it might be. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
So they're just doing it. They're just like reminding us, I guess, that I don't know. It's going to be available December 1st. It's going to be $60, just in time for the show's Christmas special. Very, very soon. Smart. I guess it says you're going to want to act fast. There's been Doctor Who's fans have been waiting ages for a set like this. Hopefully it does well enough like the Minecraft set did to spin off onto its own line. Which the Minecraft set, I don't know if that was a Lego Ideas, but yeah, first of all, they're really super duper expensive. And second of all, Minecraft just got so big so quick. So I mean, Doctor Who's always been big, but so it looks like you get the TARDIS, the inside, two Daleks. I don't know. It says two Doctors, but I only see one. And then the computer. Companion. So
I thought the first two episodes, I've only seen the first two of the new series. I thought they were really strong so far.
Yeah, they're great.
With the entrance. Yeah. With the entrance of the doctor in the tank.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
The last one was pretty good too.
Yeah, and it's a freaking cliffhanger too.
Yep.
At the very end, if nobody's seen it, I don't want to ruin it, but something happens at the very end of the last episode that, and I called it, like when they, well, I don't want to spoil, but they said, something's coming this way, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I know who it's going to be. I was so mad. So interesting
it was
to see.
Kind of obvious.
Yeah, I guess so. But, and it kind of freaked me out because I didn't like to see that. I was like, no.
That Lego set does come with two doctors. It comes.
Yeah, does it come like with, Matt Smith
and Capaldi?
Capaldi, yeah.
And one of the angels too.
Missy was so good in the first few episodes. I was hoping that they weren't going to turn her good, but then at the end she revealed her true colors, trying to have her kill Clara.
Yeah, I knew they wouldn't. They wouldn't turn her good. She's too good as a bad guy to be turned good.
My favorite part in the
as I sit here lost.
You gotta catch up. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
No, but my favorite part in the last episode was where Clara has these cards for the doctor. So if there's anything, like he gets so excited about things and like people have died and he's like, oh, this is so awesome, blah, blah. And then he's like, you know, she takes him aside and then he reads the card and it's so funny.
Yeah, like for every situation.
For every situation, there's a different card because he's so, it's just, I don't know.
That was so, that was funny. I love that. That was awesome.
And yeah, but it's off, it's off to a strong start, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I love last season, too. I mean, I like last season as well. Like, I haven't seen a Doctor Who episode that I haven't liked, but this season so far, since Matt Smith was my favorite, this has been my favorite two episodes since he's been gone, so.
I didn't like what they did with Clara at the end, towards the end there, so I'm glad they're kind of bringing her back around, because she's pretty manipulative and backstabby there towards the end. On the TARDIS keys and stuff like that.
Oh, well, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
She had a reason to do it.
Oh, yeah. Forcing him to save her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I was mad about that, too. I don't know, but, like, also, like, he, in this newest episode, he was saying how, like, he, basically, his way of telling her that he cares about her, you know, and that was a cute scene, and he's just awesome. I love Capaldi, and I thought I would like him after they announced him. I was like, oh, he looks like he's going to be a good doctor, and now that I see him in the role, he's so good at it.
Oh, I know.
He's so animated.
He's
awesome. Yeah,
he's perfect.
I love all the Scottish digs too.
Oh yeah, I'm kind of glad they went with an older doctor this time.
Yeah,
not going for the eye candy as much as with the Tennant.
Yeah,
Smith. Yeah, the kids.
Yeah,
yeah. Compared to him, yeah, they are. I'm just glad to see Doctor Who news all like everywhere now. It's like we got the show now. We're getting all those Lego ideas. We got the Lego Dimensions. Is there anything else? I feel like there's something else coming out too that they're doing that I'm missing. But
we need a good video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but
I mean, I have the Flappy Bird Flappy TARDIS, or what's it called? On my iPhone that I play.
I've got that other puzzle one.
Flappy Whovian. Yeah. It's Flappy Who. I play that. So that they have that going for them. But and then also I guess we got to mention that Clara is well, we've already been through this, cuz last season they said, "Oh, right, Clara's done." And then, "Oh, Clara's not done." So, but it's supposedly Clara Oswald will not be the companion. So I'm wondering, do you think it's going to happen like in the middle of the season? If it's going to happen like when?
Probably the Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
So it could be just as depressing as the Hallmark Star Trek ornament for this year.
Oh.
Oh, the, yeah.
What is it?
It's the Kirk and Spock one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. From Wrath-a-Khan.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I saw the memes with that in there. I wasn't sure where it was from. It's hilarious.
I'll have to get that from my dad.
Spock die.
Oh. Yep.
I've got a cousin that has like every one since they've started making them. So they're probably worth some cash now.
Yeah,
possibly. Star Wars ones are.
Oh, they're big, yeah.
That all of a sudden they just jumped to. It'd be like one or two a year, then all of a sudden they jumped to like five or six a year.
Yeah, I have a few of those. I'll tell you, that scene from Wrath of Khan, that and the death of Optimus Prime really messed me up as a kid.
Yeah, that Transformers movie was definitely a PG rated, almost R, with all the violence.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, we made up for it though with Carrie Fisher, the way she looked then as Slave Leia.
Yeah.
And don't forget Erin Gray as Wilma Daring from Buck Rogers.
Yeah, yeah, yep. And I always had a crush on Leah Thompson back then.
Yeah.
What was she in?
Back to the Future.
Oh.
Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Oh, Howard, yes.
Howard the Duck. She was best part of that movie. Did you see the Princess Leia slave costume just sold at auction for like $96,000?
No way.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And Mike has it in his closet.
Yeah.
No. No. I'll tell you the other one that I've been having fun with is Kevin Smith. Apparently, has visited a costume shop, and they had the original costumes from the Batman series.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And like the jacket for Riddler, for the suit coat costume, all the question marks are filled in by marker.
Yeah.
It's not printed, they're markered.
That's cool.
And the Batman logo is not heat pressed. It's not a decal, it's cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had a big budget.
So I found that stuff interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking at that stuff.
So Cartoon Network's gonna bring us some good news, but you know, let me step in real quick and play one of these. Give us a quick break.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Are you in the market for some new swag? Some comic-themed merch? How about a Sweetwater keychain of your favorite villain or vigilante? Just hop over to the Weebie Geek site and click the superhero stuff link and let the retail therapy commence. Using the link helps support Weebie Geeks because they get a small commission from each sale at no extra cost to you. So get to shopping, and thanks for listening.
So Cartoon Network is announced, confirms there will be a new Justice League animated series.
Yeah.
I hope they have the same people doing it as the original.
Probably not, but I'm very excited about it.
It better last more than two seasons, dang it.
Right.
It's not going to debut until fall of 2016, though.
Oh, long time to wait.
But apparently on Reddit, let me find it. On Reddit, I guess Cartoon Network or somebody posted, a picture from, I guess it's from, I don't know where it's from. Maybe Cartoon Network headquarters. Mm. I'm not recognizing a couple. It looks like a new show, a couple new shows.
Yeah, they need some new blood in there.
Cool Scooby-Doo, Mike Tyson Mysteries, Teen Titans Go, Wabbit.
Mm-hmm. Not shows like that, though.
Be Cool Scooby-Doo is actually kind of cool. We've watched two episodes, and then we have a third one on the DVR. I actually like it.
The Tom and Jerry Show.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
I wonder if that's going to be dumbed down for kids.
Won't be like the good old days.
The Justice League poster's not bad, but there's two on here I just can't see because I can't get in close enough.
Get out the Zapruder film.
Yeah.
They're on the grassy knoll.
Yeah, I just can't get it zoomed in. They don't list, they don't talk about what the other shows are.
Need to be Young Justice.
Nah, neither one of them are Young Justice.
I know.
Still mad about Green Lantern, the animated series, being
canned.
Canned.
Really?
Still holding a grudge about that.
Well, apparently,
we're gonna let it go.
as I'm looking at comic book resources, they have a breaking tab. Arrow's EPs, executive producers, on the season 4 premiere's surprise ending. It's not a fake out. So everything I said about the Tombstone, it's not a fake ending. Mm. It's legit.
Great, now you make me want to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
Then I've done my job.
Warner Brothers, fork over some cash.
Right?
Yes. So, I know there's been some concept art on from stuff from Civil War. I've seen it, but who had this story?
Oh, I put it up there.
So go for it.
I think it's mostly it's about Ant-Man's new costume. Looks really cool.
Yeah. Did you see the concept art for Wasp?
Yeah,
it almost looked the same.
And looks like it's got Winter Soldier in it.
Yeah. War Machine costume was interesting as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough.
I knew about the Winter Soldier from watching the end scene of Ant-Man, the end credit scene.
Oh, I don't remember seeing him in that one. Was he in the event when Cap was talking with the Falcon and all them?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was the one that was that was him, yeah.
Wow.
That's okay. I still haven't seen the movie, so don't feel bad.
Oh, wow. It's a great movie. It's a great family movie.
It really is.
That one just got away from us. We were going to go see it, and then stuff came up, and then we went to see something. Forget what. Something else.
Twilight.
Oh, I know what it was. No. Well, speaking of Twilight, I am not a Twilight fan, but it was all over my Twitter, and I'm like, why is Twilight all over my Twitter? And why is it everywhere? And so I just had to click on it. But no, back to back to the Ant-Man thing. I let my daughter pick. It was between Jurassic World, Ant-Man, and Pixels. And I told her, she's such a gamer. If you knew my daughter, you would totally understand. But I said, you know, my pick would be Ant-Man. But it's, you know, when we do movie nights, we take turns picking and stuff. I said, it's your turn to pick. You get to pick. And she had a really hard time. And it literally took her like an hour. But finally, we saw Pixels, which I don't regret because it was cheesy and it was like silly, but it was a lot of fun. So that's why we didn't see Ant-Man, because we saw Pixels instead. But when it comes out, well, we're going to buy it anyway, so it's fine. But that's like the first superhero movie that I have not seen in the theaters, like in like, I don't know, forever. So
Fantastic Four. Better not.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that one either. I forgot that one even existed.
We don't have to count that. You don't have to remind me. I did see that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did see it.
What has been seen cannot be
yeah,
unseen.
Yeah, it was painful.
It is the Fantastic Flop. Oh, sorry. Habit from the other show.
Yeah.
It's Flop Watch.
We're not doing the Flop Watch.
I kind of wanted it to be good because I just wanted, you know, the thing that everybody expects it not to be, but I knew it wasn't going to be. Deep down, I was like, yeah.
As Ben Screen once put it, it was what we thought it was.
I know, well, I was hoping too. I'm like, it can't be that bad, but
right? How bad can they mess it up? But yeah.
I think Trank has totally ended his career with that movie.
Yeah,
especially with all the news and everything that came up after.
That was a bad one.
So yeah,
let's see what else we got.
I
also put up the Cassandra Cain coming back.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read that story.
It's going
to
be in the Batman and Robin Eternal. She's going to be coming back there.
Okay.
But she was one of the people I was really bummed when she got wiped out in the New 52. They brought Spoiler back, so I'm glad they're bringing her back too.
Cool.
But I wonder if they're going to be setting one of them up to be the new Batgirl, or if they're going to keep Barbara as the status quo for now.
You know what the network's missing? Sorry to sidetrack. We have a Marvel show. We need a DC show.
Yeah.
So any listeners out there who want to put together a DC show for the network, I'm all ears. And speaking of all ears, I want to welcome to the network. I don't know why it's taken so long for me to do this with the show, but Jock and Nerd and Nerds Who Get Laid Sometimes have joined the network this week. So, so welcome to both shows, and just proof that the revolution just keeps getting stronger and stronger.
Welcome.
So, I know I'm probably going to be talking about this briefly on Mighty Marvel Geeks for this week's show, because we're doing a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. preview of what we expect for the upcoming season. But apparently Marvel and ABC, sorry if I'm stealing someone else's story, but I happen to catch the, I've got this over on the other, when I saw the title, I know about it because I read about it over on the other, or because I have it for Mighty Marvel Geeks. We've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We got the first spinoff show, which is Agent Carter. We got the second spinoff show with the upcoming Most Wanted with Bobby Morris and Hunter. But there's another show coming up, potentially in the works, and it's going to be more of a comedy.
Yep.
And it's going to be Damage Control.
Damage Control.
So, Derek, you want to take off? I'm assuming this was your story?
Yes, it was.
So I'll let you take that real quick.
Well, so basically, as Mike said, there is talks that there's going to be a new show. They're going to do a sitcom this time, which is interesting, based on Damage Control, which is, I don't know if you guys have ever read Damage Control. There's been maybe a couple of miniseries about it or whatever, and it's about this organization that comes in and cleans up after a superhero fight.
Oh.
And it's, I think there's been like a couple different lineups and stuff, but it's always kind of been a concept that I've really enjoyed. So I'm kind of excited to see what they do with a show about Damage Control. And the fact that it's going to be a sitcom is really interesting.
Well, that was one of the things I liked about the Men in Black movies. Was every time Agent J would screw up something, you always saw cleanup crew or damage control come in.
Yeah.
It's like, so we look at the events of both Avengers movies.
Right.
Can you imagine the cleanup crew for that?
That's mentioned in Winter Soldier.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah.
Helicarriers falling down from the sky everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already bad enough that it's mentioned in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Early to, you know, like with this past week's episode. It's not a good time to be an alien on this planet.
I have still not seen any of those yet.
I'm liking it so far this season. I'm really liking it.
We're what, two episodes in? Yeah. It's not bad. Not bad. Daisy finally alluded to, or not Daisy, Mac finally alluded to what I would love to see as the actual fourth spinoff, that Secret Warriors.
Yeah.
Because he drops a comment to Daisy going, I know you got your little Secret Warriors thing going on. Yeah, bring the show. Just bring it.
I know. I want to see it.
I don't think they would get rid of Chloe Bennett off of the main show if I would go off of there.
See, the way I have pitched it is she still start. I mean, she could be a part of both shows. Maybe not as big of a role once everything gets, you know, once the team gets found, you know, created and everything else. But she could still make appearances. Now, even if it's a five to 7 minute appearance on each episode, she'd still be a part of S.H.I.E.L.D., but mainly be a part of.
And they could do it as like a mid-season replacement too, so she wouldn't be doing both at the same time.
Or actually even bring it in for the summer.
Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Keep Agent Carter as that mid-season break, you know, for the 8 episodes, and then do summer season's usually what? 10 episodes? 10, 11 episodes?
Yeah, usually.
Maybe 13? Bring it in for the summer.
Yeah. Then we'd have Marvel all year round.
Exactly. Put that one in your pants, DC. I mean, in your hat.
In your pants. DC is gonna. There's so much riding on this on the Superman.
On Batman Heart Superman.
Yeah, there's so much riding on that. They're just lucky they have Flash and Arrow right now that are keeping their cinematic stuff and TV awake.
Supergirl starts in a month.
Yeah.
Did you catch the Supergirl commercial during the Flash?
Yeah.
They did it during Arrow as well.
I found that very interesting.
But yet, Supergirl is supposedly not in the same universe.
Yeah.
It's going to be more. It's going to be more. They're saying, I guess, Supergirl would be close. If any show is going to be closer to the DCCU, it'd be it'll be Supergirl.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're stupid.
They've already seen how well the crossovers between Arrow and Flash are. Be stupid not to
have it. They're huge.
I could easily see the other. I mean, there was talk of doing a show called Bruce or Wayne that was gonna be a tie-in.
Speaking of, Gotham has been excellent this season.
Surprisingly. Yes,
so if anybody has any doubts about Gotham, just start this season and then work your way back. That's what I would suggest. I mean, I had to be at work really early this morning, so we started the newest episode and then I fell asleep, so I need to rewatch that. But
You didn't finish it?
I didn't get to finish it, so don't tell me anything.
Let me tell you what happens.
Wait, I already heard something because Keith's like, oh, I accidentally got a spoiler at the end of this and you're not going to like it. And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, all right. So I was like trying to stay awake. And I didn't even realize I fell asleep. And I was like, oh, it's over.
the end was interesting.
Yeah. Don't tell me. But that show.
Bad guy shows up.
This Bruce whole Wayne. Season is bad guys. No, they better not. No. But the funny thing is, and I don't know why, something about the show made me, because usually like with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I gave up. Like, I think I watched most of the first season, but I was like, I gave up with it. And usually if I don't like a show, I give up. But for some reason, I stuck with Gotham. And I liked it. It was just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. But then, like, this season comes out, and it's like, whoa. Like, everybody's crazy, and, like, it's pretty cool. And
see,
the acting's really well.
If people followed Gotham, or if people follow Constantine like they followed Gotham, Constantine would still be around.
Yeah.
And Constantine's the better show.
Yeah, Constantine was good.
I'm saying.
I don't know. I still have issues with Constantine.
Yeah.
I think it's still finding its legs.
Yeah, I think, well, I thought it had potential, though. It had a lot of potential.
The one thing going for it, no Keanu Reeves.
I feel ashamed, but I actually enjoyed that movie.
You should feel ashamed.
That was all right.
Let me guess, you like Twilight, too.
Oh. No.
Speaking of Twilight, it's like, no.
No.
I don't.
Jules' favorite segue.
No. See, I'm not even a Twilight fan. I tried the books. I don't like the movies. Everybody's going to yell at me for this, but I'm not a Twilight fan. I do.
Oh,
love,
no.
I do love vampires, though. Like, I love Vampire Diaries, and I love, you know.
Don't
like
you
that,
remember? But, how far back were you a listener of the show before you came on? Or have you gone back to listen to any of the old shows?
Not recently.
The original slogan for the show was everything but chick flicks and Twilight.
Yeah, I was just wondering why my Twitter feed was full of Twilight, and it's like I thought there was a new movie. I don't even know what movie they're on. If there's a new one coming out, I don't know anything about it. I know I tried it and I didn't like it, so I was like, "What's going on?" And then it was like, I guess there's going to be a new book or something. So
yeah,
I just started.
Yeah, not really a new book. She's just rewriting the first book, but reversing all the characters. So the men will be women and the women will be men.
Gender swapping or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a hack.
Yeah.
Why did she just make a new book? I don't understand.
I thought she was making all the women men, all the men women, and all the vampires sheep.
I think she did that already.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Sparkly little.
Sorry. Bad joke.
You thought Lucas milked a lot of money out of movies.
That's what I was saying. She has so much success, she could write anything, and people would buy it because they like her, I guess. I don't know.
They're blinded by the sparkling vampires.
Yes.
Sorry, the only time vampires should be sparkling is right before they go poof. Mm-hmm. So, trying to think. Oh, you guys, I know we've been chatting on the phones. Castle, you guys have been watching it.
Yeah.
Not me. I think this. I guess this is going to be the me and Jules segment then. I just got done watching the first three episodes, and it's really strong. It's gotten definitely darker turn this season than in previous seasons.
Yeah, yeah. I got a little confused because we're still on last season. Like we have like what 4 or 5 episodes left, and for some reason I was thinking when we watched the new season, I was thinking we were still watching the old season, and I was like, wait a second, I had to pause it and figure what we were watching. But yeah, it's, oh, I guess without spoiling anything, it is a little bit darker this season, and it's still, you know, Castle's still his funny, he always makes me laugh, he's still his funny quirky self, but Beckett still has unresolved issues that she's working through, and it's you know, kind of heartbreaking. But
yeah, I like that Molly Quinn is playing a bigger role.
Yeah.
This season helping Castle out. I think they make a good team up.
Yeah. Yeah. We like watched Castle so fast. Like, I feel like I need to rewatch it because, like, we were borrowing them from the library and, like, people behind us, we couldn't really renew some of them. And, like, this season we have now, we can't renew it because there's somebody waiting for it. So, like, we watched it. So we'd watch, like, 5 episodes a day because we were trying to get through it to the new season. So it's like a whirlwind of Castle, like, just so fast. And now we're, like, caught up and we didn't even finish it. So, but we know what, I guess we kind of know what happened because we started the new season.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And it's funny because, like, usually I don't like, I mean, not that I don't like shows like that, but, like, I like shows with, like, a lot of stuff happening all the time, like Game of Thrones and stuff like that. But I love this show. It's so charming. And, you know, Nathan Fillion, he's always been one of my favorite actors. So,
yeah.
Well, we were talking before show, I think it was Transformers. How's this for we talk about it? Well, according to comicbook.com, Transformers Hasbro announces Prime Wars trilogy storyline for toys, comics, and video games. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Hasbro is unveiling an epic Transformers storyline that will be featured, you know, for the Prime Wars trilogy, that will be featured in toys, comics, and video games, with the storytelling unfolding over multiple media and consumer products for the next 3 to 4 years.
3 to 4 years. Wow.
Yeah, we decided to initiate the creation of a bigger, deeper worlds. The fan reaction was really good, and that's when we decided to make this a trilogy and really make this immersive. And when we say immersive, that means to create that experience across all platforms. The Combiner Wars, taking place in Machinima Digital Series and Activision Video Games, will finish up in summer 2016. Then Hasbro will release Titans Return in the fall of 2016, and expect that to conclude late 17 or early 18. Transformers 5 will be directed by, do I have to say his name?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Michael Bay.
Nah.
That's what it says right here. Based on a script written by Akiva Goldsman, Mark Wahlberg will reprise his Cade Yeager role from Age of Extinction for a second adventure with robots in disguise.
Oh, no.
I think it's time for a reboot. Yeah, I mean, they reboot everything else, like, after, like, a couple movies.
Oh, I know we talked about it earlier this year, but 40th anniversary of Rocky Horror Picture Show is this year, and they're rebooting it.
That's something you definitely should not ever reboot.
Something's going to be left crazy. Alone.
You don't touch it.
You're going crazy.
I
want to
watch that
reboots again.
I love that movie.
If you want to reboot something, reboot Shock Treatment, the sequel. Redo it. or just go ahead and do Rocky Horror 2, The Queen's Return.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't.
Nothing's sacred anymore.
Nope.
Nobody has any original ideas.
Mm-hmm. Everything's reboot. Reboot, redo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at a picture of the Justice League poster. It looks like it's Martian Manhunter, Jon Stewart, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, Flash, Hot Girl, Black Canary, Captain Atom, Dr. Fate, Supergirl, Aquaman, Green Arrow, and Zatanna, and Red Tornado.
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of my favorites in there.
Me too. Oh, I'm so excited for this.
So it sounds like it's almost like a Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
I turn that on every once in a while for my now 5-year-old, and he likes it.
Yeah, I'm still going through it on Netflix.
I need to go through it again. I've seen the first episode like 100 times because that's the one we always put on.
one of the best ones is the Martian Manhunter episode that takes place at New Year's.
Yeah. Martian Manhunter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, my daughter is absolutely hooked. Addicted to Teen Titans Go.
Me and her could be BFFs then. I love that show. It's so good.
It's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah. I still miss the old one.
Yeah.
I still kind of want a Young Justice type Teen Titans show. Mm-hmm. That's just based around the Teen Titans characters, not Young Justice. Yeah.
Yep. Preaching in the choir.
I want to see Starfire. I want to see Jericho. I want to see it based on the old Wolfman Perez series.
Yep.
But that's not going to happen. Oh, Star Wars Rebels Season 2 next Wednesday.
Premiere. Finally.
Oh, sweet.
Another launch of Season 2.
I guess the summer they just did the teaser movie. Keep everyone interested.
Did they show that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That was a good episode.
It was great. It was 1-hour special, yeah. It was awesome.
So is there anywhere you can watch the first season now, or is it...
Disney XD.
Because we had it on recording, but I don't know what happened. And we switched DVRs and everything, and everything got messed up. So we only saw the first one.
Might be on Netflix as well.
I don't think so.
I didn't see it last time I was on, but that I wasn't looking for.
I know it's on Disney XD.
Okay.
I don't know how many episodes, but...
Yeah, I'll look. Might even be on Hulu, maybe. I don't know.
Somebody did something about Frank Miller. I know. I know they're really helping push to get DK3 out since his health is kind of failing.
Well, the big thing now is there was a picture release for I think it's an alternate cover or like for a tie-in book of Superman, and it is pretty rough. You guys, pull up the image there.
Yeah, a little rough.
Yeah,
I would not say it's his best work.
No, it looks kind of cross. I don't know, it looks like he's having some kind of seizure or something or what. And it looks like kind of like Popeye with his jaw. But yeah, so Kurt Busiek, I guess, went on a Twitter thing defending it because everybody was ripping on it.
It's ugly.
Yeah.
He made Superman ugly.
And somebody was saying that he like drew his privates, but I don't know if I'm not looking that closely to it or what, but I'm not seeing it.
I know, me either.
If I'm gonna have to point it out, look towards Superman's right leg, upper thigh, right near the edge of the underwear. You seeing it?
Something going on there. I don't know what it is though.
Looks like he should be talking like Popeye. He's got like the one eye squinted and
what's up with his nose?
His eyes are like one going one way and his nose is like going the other.
Have you seen some of the comments underneath?
I'm hoping to look.
So he's using super farting? Another guy. I think he just crapped his pants.
The poor Adam's up in the corner in the middle of it.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be an Adam book.
Yeah, strong to the finish leads his finish. Superman, oh, say where man.
It's just ugly.
A lot of people are giving him a pass because he's Frank Miller and stuff, but bad is bad.
Yeah, I used to love Frank Miller, but this is
bad. I checked out a book from the library last time I went there, and it was had him writing it. It was a Daredevil and Electro book. And him writing it, and Bill Sienkiewicz doing the art. It was like what I would picture like an acid trip would be, with the way that the art is, and then the writing. It was just like what I was tripping when I was reading it.
But that's almost what you expect with Steranko.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad. I think the only thing I really liked was from him was, I guess, some of the Daredevil stuff that he did, and then
I didn't mind the first Dark Knight Returns. Dark Knight Returns and DK2 weren't bad. I wasn't that solid on Sin City, even though it translated well to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
300 I just never got into.
I like the movies.
Did you ever read his book Ronin?
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
Didn't they have a movie on that too?
No.
There was they had a movie.
That was Wesley Snipes movie, but it wasn't based on the comic.
Didn't it have like Robert De Niro or somebody in it too?
Yeah,
but I don't know. I guess he's, from what I read, he's got cancer.
Yeah,
so trying to get it out. I don't know. Did they say how many issues that the DK3 was going to be?
I think it's going to be 4, just like the others.
Okay.
But then they've also got this other series too.
Right. But I guess he has some co-writers too on it, I think.
Yeah.
Azzarello and...
He's got a lot of help on this one.
Yeah. I think probably because the last one wasn't exactly well received.
See, I thought it was a great sequel.
I wasn't that crazy about it.
I don't think I read it.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't horrible. It just, I don't know, it didn't hold my interest.
But didn't he also do Killing Joke?
That was Alan Moore.
Oh, Watchmen.
Did you do the
art? No, I was going to say Watchmen, potential HBO series.
Yes, I read that.
Oh, yeah, I read that too.
Are they going to do like the pre-Watchmen?
I don't know.
The comic series that they did?
They really haven't stated.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I need to go back and watch that again.
Yeah, it was good.
Actually, one of the few movies that I actually liked better than the movie than in the book.
Really?
Yeah, that's what had Alan Moore all ticked.
I didn't like the giant squid in the
I didn't mind it.
Book. No.
It wasn't bad.
I can see where it wouldn't have worked in the movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was rough. I mean, there was the whole Asmodeus scene changed. That's probably one of the closest to being direct, almost exact to the book.
Yeah,
it was closest, but it still just wasn't exactly there.
I think a lot of stuff in comics doesn't translate well to the movie, like the ending to the comic would have. I don't think it would have translated that well.
That's what you got to kind of remember when you're watching a superhero movie. Some of the stuff is just not going to translate well.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost why the Marvel series has kind of worked. Because they make it more realistic to do, and they make like the superpowers a little bit more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like Jessica Jones, that's gonna be, oh, she can leap 15 stories. Okay, well, she's got superpowers.
Yeah.
Deal. She's an inhuman. That's something inhumans can do.
Yeah.
I don't remember what her powers actually are.
I think she had some kind of invulnerability, if I remember right. The only thing I remember her being is Luke Cage's wife, and she's always carrying around their kid.
I know.
That's the only time I've ever seen her.
That's all she's been for the last few years.
Yeah, always complaining that they should be leaving the Avengers and having a normal life.
Yeah.
That's basically all I remember of her. I'm not even sure where she came from.
I thought she had started in the Alias series.
Oh.
But she might have started before that.
I think she was definitely a Bendis creation.
Well, the last trailer that Netflix released has her jumping from street level up, I don't know how many floors, and the sign in the window is Alias Investigating.
Mm. Oh, maybe then.
So
yeah, she was created by Bendis.
Yeah,
she appeared in Alias Number One.
Okay. So I didn't know that was a Marvel Universe title.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, Anything else? Any final thoughts?
No, I need to do some major TV watching.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, of course. They released the started releasing the Alias trade paperbacks. I want to start reading those before the Jessica Jones series comes out.
Had you read them before or not?
A long time ago. Oh. I don't remember them that well.
I want to go back. Check Marvel Unlimited. See about getting it. Yeah, if you get Marvel Unlimited, I'll tell you right now if it's on there. I know for me, I got some comic book reading to do.
Is that like a Netflix for Marvel or something?
Sorta. They have Marvel Unlimited is a it's an app. I mean, you could pick titles off their website, but it's mainly for your mobile phones, tablets. And you have access to over 15,000 titles. So, I mean, they go back in history.
It's like a fee for it, or
$9.99 a month, okay. $69.99 a year, or God, what's the price ranges? There's one more that's more of an exclusive. And it get a little bit more perks with it. Give me a second. Because we do over on Mighty Marvel Geeks, we started last month with our Book of the Month Club. Or our book club. And we pick our book of the month. Last month was Deadpool number 13 from the 2012 series. Which has Luke Cage. It was Kylan's pick. And he's a huge Luke Cage Iron Fist fan. So it's like supposedly a lost Deadpool story. And they go back to the 70s.
Oh, yeah. I think I've actually read that. And he had the afro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. For October, it's my pick, and I'm doing, I chose for the book of the month for October, West Coast Avengers number 15. So yeah, Marvel Unlimited. Anything that comes out, any of the new titles come out, won't appear on Marvel Unlimited until, 6 months from now.
Wow.
So, Alias.
While you're doing that, speaking of, new, Marvel titles, I saw the,
Alias is on here.
Of a new Iron Fist, Power Man Iron Fist series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people were excited about that.
Alias is not on Marvel Unlimited, but Amazing Adult Fantasy is. And it's not what adults. It's not what you think it is. Show me the cover.
I wonder if that's because Alias was a Max book.
Could be. Amazing Adult Fantasy, spine-tingling supernatural thrillers for the more mature reader, featuring The Coming of the Krills.
Shrimp?
this series was from 61 through 62.
Throw another krill on the Barbie.
Where they spelled krill, K-R-I-L-L. Well, let me check Jessica Jones. See, there's no Jessica Jones on here either.
Did she have a solo title?
I'm not sure.
It's not listed. So, Marvel Unlimited. What you get? Oh, come on. Love when the computer doesn't... There we go. See, Marvel, their this week in Marvel Unlimited Reading Club is... they're doing Secret Warriors. Gee, I wonder why. So, more in Unlimited. Marvel Unlimited with... Marvel Unlimited mobile app. Members can experience over 70 years of Marvel's greatest comics like never before. With our patented smart panels technology and the ability to read offline when not connected to Wi-Fi or cell. Not a member? No worries. That's the Marvel Comics app. Come on. Where's the pay? I know it's $9.99 a month. Try this. It's $9.99 a month, as I've said for, I guess this is what, the third time? As I'm waiting for this to load. This is unbelievable. Of course, they don't have their information on here. There's the monthly, there's the yearly, and then there's like a year plus. And I don't remember how much the year plus is. So, yeah. Year plus, you get like a 10% discount if... at Marvel stuff at their booth. If you go to a convention where they're at, you get early, you get exclusive access to Marvel Unlimited panels. They send you a short box. They send you an exclusive statue like Marvel Legends. I know they've been doing like a gold plated or a gold, Ultron Legends figure. I don't think it's gold plated. stuff like that. So, but it's worth it. Earlier this year, they added all the Star Wars stuff, including all the Dark Horse titles, since they own all the Dark Horse stuff as well. I mean, Spider-Man. Oh, Lord. Amazing Spider-Man. I mean, we're talking stuff that goes back to... As I get there. Amazing Spider-Man. Alpha Flight's on here. 83 to 94. 2004, 2005. 2011, 2012. The Amazing Adult Fantasy from 61 to 62. Amazing Spider-Man from 1963 to 98. So, I mean, think about that run. The earliest issue on here is Amazing Spider-Man number 1 from 1963. So, I mean...
Sounds good.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. People are going, DC, why aren't you doing this as well?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Anything else for this week?
Nope.
Then I guess we'll call it a wrap. And until next time.
Want to know more?
So, the bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.